Good afternoon. Unsettled weather will persist through the day today across interior New York and New England with lots of clouds and scattered showers. An onshore flow off of the Atlantic is keeping temperatures down, and without much in the way of sunshine dominating, we will see temperatures struggle and mainly stay in the lower to mid-70s if we get some sun, a bit higher in the middle to upper 70s. Some places may even stay in the 60s with thicker clouds and more numerous showers, in particular out into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Later on in the overnight period, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and still the risk of a few showers overnight, maybe even a rumble of thunder, especially in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills, as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. A warm front headed our way from the south will keep unsettled weather in the vicinity through the day tomorrow, with mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, and temperatures reaching the middle to upper 70s once again. A deep trough of low pressure will weaken and open as it works its way from the Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes and Northeast on Friday. A cold front at the lower levels of the atmosphere will also be pushing through, and the combination of these features will produce more numerous showers and thunderstorms for us from Friday afternoon into Friday night. With the available moisture content quite high in the atmosphere, heavy downpours are possible, especially in and around localized thunderstorms. Temperatures on Friday will again reach the middle and upper 70s. Everything should dry out early Saturday morning, mainly before sunrise. A few showers could linger into the early morning period across New England before even these locations dry out. Either way, increasing sunshine and temperatures near 80 on Saturday afternoon as high pressure builds in from the west. That high will continue to dominate into the day on Sunday with sunny skies and highs reaching the mid-80s before the next front heads our way with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures still, though, will be in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the eastern Dakotas southward into northern Oklahoma, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Virginia into Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. Very strong forcing for ascent will accompany a trough of low pressure as a cold front approaches eastern South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota during the latter stages of the afternoon. While dew points will only be in the 55 to 60 degree range, cooling temperatures aloft will result in sufficient instability for severe storms. Shear profiles will be quite favorable for supercells, especially near the surface low track, where low-level shear will be maximized. Any storms residing near or just south of the low track will have the possibility of tornadoes. And a very moist and unstable air mass will exist south of a warm front near the Ohio Valley due to strong heating and mid to upper 60s dew points. Storms should initiate over the higher terrain, then across southern Virginia and North Carolina. Large hail and damaging winds will be possible area-wide. The enhanced flow aloft will also result in shear favorable for supercells, especially near the warm front, increasing the chance for tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Kemmelt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, few showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam,
as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and storms possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy again. The chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Showers and storms likely on Friday, with heavy rainfall possible in the upper 70s. Increasing sun near 80 on Saturday. Mostly sunny mid-80s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm both Monday and Tuesday, with highs staying in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.